Hi everybody, Gautam Kant here with another podcast. So if you want to learn hacking, just go to the gautamkumar.com and, you know, grab out our online courses so even you can be able to become hacker. Just go there and grab out those online courses. So guys, in this episode, I want to share out a crazy story about, you know, my friends and me. So like we just, you know, was in the third year of my BCA bachelor degree. And, you know, in the third year, when you are in the third year, like a lot of companies are coming for the placement, pool placement are happening, you know, inside your nearest college. So like as I'm from the Jaipur, and, you know, up in the nearest college, there is a Arya College out there. I don't know what the name of the exactly that college. So the one of the company, Infosys company, come out there. So all of my friends, there was so much, you know, so much excited about it, and they were just planning to go out there. So they gone there and they given the examination and every single thing's happening. Like, so they're having, like, whenever company, any of the company, they're coming for the placement, they're having some of the criteria. So first of all, they are going to take the reasoning test. After, they're going to take some, first of all, they're going to see a percentage. these, you know, little companies inside India right now, they're having the mentality, even they are checking out the percentage, but right now the time is completely changed. All of these big fortune company, like it's Google, EY, Deloitte, KPMG, Infosys, IBM, Tesla, all of these companies right now, they don't care about the degree we are having. They don't care about the percentage we are having. They only care about one thing, that is the skill. So before, I'm just talking about, you know, five years back probably. So what exactly that happened, like as they're having the first of the test, they were having that they will filter out the people according to their percentage. After that, they're going to filter out the people according to their, you know, logical test or aptitude test. After that, they're going to filter out other people's using their interview. So they're having some complicated process out there. And all of my friends, they're going out there, they're given the examination. And one of my friend, he's seen one of the girl. And when I seen that girl, he was like, oh my God, she's so beautiful, man. And he came to me, he told me, Gautam, can you see this girl? I want the mobile number of her. And I was like, okay, man, you're my friend, man. It's my responsibility to help you out. So we are just looking for what the name of that girl. And somehow, like as, you know, in the whenever you give the exam, logical aptitude exam, so we go in there on the out of the room, and on the out of the room there's a list out there of the name of the people who are sitting, will be sitting inside that room, so we can be able to, and that's how we can be able to figure out the name of the girl. So finally we got the name of the girl, and even we got that from which college she is. So I was having only two details, that was the name of that girl and from which college siege. And I was thinking, like, hey man, what I can be able to do to figure out the mobile number of that girl. And you know what happened, like, at the end of the day, they had so many complex process, and at the end of the day, they declared the name of the people who got passed from the, you know, for the, like, people, those people who are selected for the, you know, job in the Infosys company. So I was like, even the C also was selected for the same, and they put it on list of the people who selected for the same. So they, like, just printed out those list of those people, and they put it down, all those things inside the wall, and we are just checking out whose people has got selected, and even her name was out there. So I was like, okay man, let's do, like, something came into mind, and I just got ticked. And you know what exactly happened? After 2 days, I just contacted one of my friend, and he was a good graphics designer, and I called to him, man, let's make a offer letter. So I just touched out on Google that what is the HR name of the, you know, Infosys, and I found out the, you know, the HR name of the Infosys. Like, there are tons of the names you can be able to find out, but I found out the one of the reputed name out there. So using that name, I created a Yahoo email. So what is the name? I'm not going to disclose the name because it's going to be, you know, big hustle. A lot of people will be reporting to the Infosys, and it will be create a little bit problem for me. So what I did, I just, you know, created a email ID, Yahoo email ID with the name of that HR. So what are the xyz@yahoo.com. And after creating the email ID with her name, you know what I did, I just called to my friend and I told him that, hey man, can you please make an offer letter, and I just send out the content to him that we are just offering, you know, all this type of stuff. And even on this offer letter, at the end of that offer letter, we just mentioned, so like I just Google it out, I was not having the aware about all this offer letter type of stuff, so I just went to Google, I search out the Infosys offer letter, and I picked out the content out there, I copied their content, and we put it down, the content into our, you know, what are the offer letter we are creating. And at the end of the offer letter, we mention out that please send your resume on this email, and along with I just write down the name of, you know, that HR, and under the name of the HR I even mention out the mobile number of her. So like as I was like, as man, if I give my mobile number, then I'm going to create problem. So what I did, I just given the mobile number of my friend, and he was like, as he can't be able to speak that much of the English. So so I told to my friend that whenever you got any call from anybody within 3 days or within 5 days, if you got call from any of the unknown number, if any girl is speaking, then what you have to do, you have to tell them that I'm the, you know, husband of her, what are the, you know, name of the HR, I'm the husband of her, and I'm having her mobile number with me, her mobile phone with me. So that's exactly the sentence you have to speak out, and you have to just cut down the call after that. So we created every single thing, like their offer letter was looking so much professional, so much genuine. And do you know what I did? I sent it out that email. Yeah. So how exactly I got the email of all those girls who are got selected? So, you know, whenever they send it out the email for that campus placement. Okay. So we got, you know, everybody, they put it down, all of this email inside the CC, and we are having the carbon copy. So inside the CC, if they are putting, you can be able to check out every single person whom they put it down on the CC. So even we search out her name, and we can be able to find out the email ID of her. So what I did, I was like, okay, don't target her. Let's get the mobile number of the all girls from that, you know, college. So that is the, you know, reputed college out there on the in the Jaipur. It was the, okay, man, let me disclose it out. Okay, not I should not go for it. You know, it's going to create problem. So I just get the email ID of her, and along with her, you know, classmates also, I got the email ID of all of those around, you know, 6, 7, or 10 girls are out there who got selected for the Infosys. So I taken out the email ID of all of those girls, and, you know, I send it out the email. I send it out that offer letter to all of those girls using the anonymous email. So guys, if you are having some little bit, you know, knowledge about the hacking, so you know that what are the anonymous email. So using the anonymous email, we can be able to send out, you know, message to anybody. We can be able to send out the email to anybody with any email address. So if you want to send out the email to anybody using the Gautam at the GautamKumar.com, you can be able to send it out using anonymous email. If you want to send out the email to anybody using the Gautam at that cbi.government.in, you can be able to send it out. If you want to send someone, like, is any address, what is address you want to create, even you can be sent. So what exactly I did, I created just an anonymous email server, and using that server, I send it out email with the name of that HR at the rate infosys.com. perfect. So it was the site of those people, infosys.com, and I send out this email using the same. And when anybody is going to receive out that email, they will think that, hey man, this is email received from the Infosys company only. And like as when you see this email, you are going to believe that this is a real email. But when you click on that email, when you click on the header of that email, there's a way out there, you can be able to search out the email. So when you click on the header of that email, you can be able to figure it out that this is the fake. This is exactly the fake email. So that's how you can be able to figure out. So if you are having some little bit the knowledge of the hacking, then you can be able to figure it out. This is the actual email I'm getting, or this is the wrong email. So what exactly I did, I just put it down option as a reply to. So whenever like anybody is going to reply to that email, I just put it down on the reply option out there. I put it down my Yahoo email, which I created at, you know, hr@yahoo.com. Like, is what is the name of the hr@yahoo.com, and I just put it down at this email as a reply. So whenever anybody is going to reply to my anonymous email or my fake email, the response will be sended out to the whatever email I given in the reply email option over there. So I just send out the, you know, this offer letter to all of those you know, girls, and they was thinking like, it maybe it's just a genuine offer letter, because it was looking so much professional. It was doing so much professional that whenever even like as on the HR is going to see, she will believe, man, I sent it out this, you know, a letter to those people. So I just said, I've written down over there that this will be joining that, and all these type of things I've written down. And along with that, I send out that, hey, it will be like as it's compulsory for you. So please forward your resume on this email. Please send your CV on this email. And do you know what happened? All of those girls, man, all of those girls, they send it out, their resume, their CV to, you know, to on that email. And I received every single CVs out there. And I was like, even I got the CV from her. So like whose mobile number my friend wanted to get. And I was like, I reached out to my friend. I told him, man, hey, congratulations. We just did it, man. And I sent out the mobile number her. But you know what happened? My friend, he was like, man, loser, man. He was feeling so much afraid that, hey, Gautam, I'm not going to call. I was just saying you to get the mobile number her for only for fun. And you know, he was like so much afraid of it, that calling the girl, approaching her, you know, doing the proposing her. He was like not having, you know, that much of what I would say courage to and just do it. So I was like so much, you know, feeling angry or feeling, you know, even the sad that I did so much, you know, so many things for him. And right now at the end, he's saying that he's not going to do, you know, he's not going to propose her. So, okay, left it out. So what exactly happened, like some girl, there are 2-3 girls I haven't sent out this email to those girls, because I was like, okay, man, let's only send out this emails to girl which in which we are interested. So those some girls, 2-3 girls, they haven't received the email from our side. So even they are sending the emails to us that, hey, we haven't received the offer letter, can you please send out this offer letter again? You know, crazy things, man. They're asking us to send the offer letter again. So I'm just asking us to click again. We got selected for the Infosys, but we haven't received the offer letter. So can you please resend this offer letter? And even they are additionally, they are just, you know, without asking, when they're sending out their resume, their CV, and all these type of things out there inside email. So this is, guys, a story how I can be able to get, you know, anyone's contact numbers. And you know, that's like, it's like a school, college time memories. So not so I'm suggesting you guys, if you are a hacker, please don't utilize your skill for the bad purpose. Because if like it is that point in time, maybe someone reported to the HR of that company, so maybe I will be inside jail. I will be inside the jail, man. So please don't do any wrong stuff out there. If whatever the knowledge you are having, whatever the skills you are having, please utilize your skills for the good purpose. So that's how I can be able to find out the mobile number of, you know, the used girls, or mobile number of my curse, you know, my friend curse. Crush. Thanks, guys. I hope you are having, you know, you got some enlightenment out there that how you can be able to utilize your skills. Because, guys, social engineering techniques is so much powerful. Whatever the attacks are happening in this world, whatever, then, you know, most of the 70% of attacks are happening using the social engineering and using the phishing only. So that's how you can be able to utilize your skills. You can be able to, you know, just break the people. So you can be able to believe, you know, you can be able to make people believe in your things. And that's how you can be able to use your social engineering, phishing skills, anonymous emails skills to hack into or to grab out some sensitive details of any person. So that's what you can do, guys. Thank you so much, guys. Take care. And if you want to learn hacking, go to the gautamkumar.com and grab out my online program, so when you can be able to become a hacker. Take care, guys. Have a good Sunday. Take care.